is a very special episode of the Sun on the Strip podcast. I'm still Brock Radke, entertainment writer at the Las Vegas Sun. And this week, we're using the show to say goodbye, or hopefully just see you later, to the most successful headliner in the history of the Las Vegas Strip. Celine Dion concluded her landmark residency at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on Saturday night, June 8th, 2019. She played the first show of her first residency, A New Day, on March 25th, 2003. That ran for 717 shows through December 15th, 2007. Then she returned to the Coliseum with a new show simply called Celine on March 15th, 2011, and did 424 more shows, ending just a few nights ago. In total, that's 1,141 performances and more than 4.5 million fans. I was there for the grand finale. It was a very emotional night for Celine and her cast and crew and really everyone in the building. But it was also another pristine performance by the 51-year-old singer born in a small town in Quebec, Canada. And that's the number one reason why her Las Vegas residency was such a smash success all these years, such a game-changing entertainment event for the Strip and all of Las Vegas. She just sounds amazing night after night. That intro music was her new song, Flying on My Own, a very current dance pop track from her upcoming album, Courage, which is set for release in November. Celine's going to embark on the Courage World Tour this fall, 50 cities plus, and hopefully Las Vegas will be on her agenda. So while there is other stuff going on this week on the Strip, I thought it would be best to do a quick show recognizing just how big a deal Celine Dion has been in Las Vegas. I wrote all about this for the Las Vegas Sun this week and Las Vegas Weekly Magazine, so check those out. I do have a few more thoughts. But Concerts West, AEG Presents, and Caesars Entertainment, the producers of Celine's residencies, also sent out some cool audio and video clips, too. So I'm going to play those for you first. These are Celine's thoughts on concluding her Coliseum residency.
There was a boy, very strange and shadowed.
There was so much memories, so much beautiful adventures and meeting amazing artists and everyone who was part of this show gave their best every night, focusing on what we had to do night after night. At first, I have to say that meeting with Franco Dragone and who was representing this whole team, this whole vision. It was very exciting, and we were looking forward to start this whole adventure, to be honest with you. The energy around this whole project and dream was not very positive. I'm sure I've said it before, oh, the Titanic is going to sink again. She's going to end her career over there. This is going to be the end of her career. And then at one point, Renee kind of just like, almost like this is what he did. Like, hey, people, if we start to listen to everybody, do we believe in our project? Do we believe in this or not? And it shook everybody in the right way. The Coliseum will always have Renee's energy, if I may say. I hope it's not pretentious. That's what I want to believe and feel. Sixteen years is a long time. I will cherish this Las Vegas experience for the rest of my life because it's not about a 2 weeks journey. I was, and I'm still very fortunate. I've had a career. I still have a career. And Las Vegas, the Coliseum, is part of my journey in the music industry. And I'm very thankful. I'll take some time off, But I'm very excited about this next chapter of my life. I'm going to do some photo shoots, which I love to do this month, actually. So I hope we're all ready with that. Bring some clothes, bring some shoes. And then I've got some filming with L'Oréal in Paris in June. Then I'm going to London for a big show in Hyde Park on July 5th. That's going to be very exciting. Looking forward for that one. Then we start preparing for the Courage World Tour. We've been putting our ideas together for a few months already. And we think we're going to have something very special for the fans. We want it to be the most beautiful experience that we've ever created for our audiences. That's our goal. And finally, we're finishing, finally, the new album, which is coming out in November. I'm sorry, I mean, so many great songs. I can't stop. It's a good thing. I'm sorry for keeping you waiting, but... And I'm very happy that Flying on My Own is finally being released. It's fun to have something uplifting and danceable for the summer months. Have a good time. My fans have been just amazing. They've been singing with us every night, laughing with us, dancing with us, even, you know, crying with us. I hope tears of joy. But they've been amazing for sure. I feel blessed. Truly blessed.
Pretty cool stuff. What I think is most interesting about Celine Dion in Vegas is what she spoke about, how there was a lot of trepidation at first that this big show and this big new building maybe wasn't going to work out. It's so crazy to think of that now when she's been such a fixture on the Strip for so long. But most people didn't think Celine, or any star for that matter, could do that many shows for that many years and sell that many tickets in Las Vegas. At the end of 2016, I did a really extensive interview with John Nelson, who was senior vice president at AEG Las Vegas at the time. And I really learned so much about Celine's show in the early days from that conversation. The whole thing started with Celine and her husband and manager, Renee Angelio, who passed away in January of 2016. They decided together that it would be a good thing to stop touring for a bit and set up shop in Vegas for a few years and put together this really extravagant spectacle around her music. This was at least 5 years after Titanic, and so Celine was really one of the biggest stars in pop music at the time. She was not at all in a rebuilding mode the way that Britney Spears was when she started playing Vegas. It was actually closer to the current Lady Gaga status of really being on top of the world at that moment. Franco Dragone, who she mentioned also, he had left Cirque du Soleil after putting together Mystère and O, and he was recruited into this project as producer for what would become A New Day. And at that time, Cirque shows were dominating theaters on the Strip. So these parties got together with Caesars and decided to build the Coliseum specifically for this show. Not so much thinking about what else could happen in that room, but just this. And they built it to be twice the size, holding more than 4,000 people, of the average Cirque theater, because there's only going to be one Celine show per night. So those shows would run twice nightly. And to sell that number of tickets, one show, 4,000 fans, that was the plan. And Celine's original deal was 200 shows a year for 3 years. 200 shows a year. She did that, and then she signed on for a couple more years, and they lightened the load a little bit, changed the schedule. But that's why that first residency at New Day was so huge. She played more shows in just her first five-year residency than anybody. For example, Britney's Piece of Me show at Planet Hollywood, which is certainly considered to be very successful and is kind of held up as an example of a different kind of pop artist doing it real big in Vegas. Britney was 4 years plus and 250 shows at Planet Hollywood. That's it. So if you look at Celine that way, just by the numbers, how much time she spent in Las Vegas, how much time she spent on stage, I think she's really the only one deserving of that residency title that gets thrown around so casually these days on the Strip. Somebody books 35 shows in a big room and they're a resident. But she moved her family here. She lived on that stage. And that's why she's the greatest. That's why her show ultimately will have a bigger impact than anything that's happened since. And probably anything that happened before. And when she's talking about how amazing her fans have been over the course of these Vegas years, that's another factor that, observers and speculators didn't really count on when she first started at Caesars Palace. Celine Dion has always had a really strong international fan base. French Canadians came to Las Vegas from the very beginning to see A New Day, and so did other Canadians and other Europeans and people from the UK and Asia and places all over the world. Today we have residencies from people like Robbie Williams at Wynn that are created solely because the promoters and the venues know, they believe they can get overseas visitors to come to Vegas just to see these shows. And Las Vegas is even more of an international destination today than it was 16 years ago. And Celine's show is one of the reasons why that's the case, why international tourism has grown so quickly in Las Vegas. So that's it, folks. We aren't going to see another one like this, Celine Dion at the Coliseum. She might come back for another residency, who knows? And maybe it'll even be at the refurbished Coliseum at Caesars Palace. But really broke the mold with this one, and Las Vegas is all the better for it. Thanks for listening to this strange but hopefully fun episode of The Sun on the Strip. We're going to send it out with Celine's final moments on stage at the Coliseum on Saturday night.
Somewhere. Way up high, there's a night that I heard of once. Oh, why can't I? If happy little bluebird fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I? Thank you so much. Good night. These are my three magnificent children. Thank you so much.